This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope.
Today's Daylight Magazine has segments designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
There's no disappointment in heaven, no weariness, sorrow, no pain, no hearts that are bleeding and broken, no song with a minor refrain. The clouds of our earthly horizon will never appear in the sky, for all will be sunshine and gladness, with never a song nor a sigh. I'm bound for that beautiful city my Lord has prepared for His own, where all the redeemed of all ages sing glory around the white throne. Sometimes I grow homesick for heaven, and the glories I there shall behold. What a joy that will be when my Savior I see in that beautiful city of gold, where all is new. Time is not, nor age, nor slow decay. No crying eyes, no hearts growing strange and cold. All pain, all death, all crying fled away. We'll never pay rent for our mansion. Taxes will never come due. Our garments will never grow threadbare, but always be faithless and new. We'll never be hungry nor thirsty, nor languish in poverty there. For all the rich bounties of heaven, God sanctified children shall share. Where all is new and never shall grow old. For time is not, nor age, nor slow decay. No dying eyes, no hearts growing strange and crying fled away. There'll never be crape on the doorknob, no funeral train in the sky, no graves on the hillsides of glory, for there we shall nevermore die. The old will be young there forever, transformed in a moment of time. The mortal will stand in His likeness, the sun, moon, and stars to outshine. Where all is new and never shall grow old. For time is not, nor age, nor slow decay. No crying eyes, no hearts growing strange and cold.
John chapter 8, verse 36. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Trying to make it to heaven on our own goodness is like trying to get to the moon on a moonbeam. Nice idea, but try it and see what happens. Listen, quit trying to quench your own guilt. You can't do it. There's no way, not with a bottle of whiskey or perfect Sabbath school attendance. Sorry, I don't care how bad you are. You can't be bad enough to forget it. And I don't care how good you are. You can't be good enough to overcome it. You need a savior. I need a savior. And the good news is, he is ever willing to accept us and make us his own. God bless you.
Examine yourself. Examine yourself. Note down this quotation and read afterwards. That is Psalm 139. Read from chapter 1 to the last verse. The verse 1 to 24. Examine yourself. Sometimes our sins can block answers to prayer. Let the prayer of the psalmist be one of yours. Search me, O God, and know my thoughts. See if there be some wicked way in me. Cleanse me from every sin and set me free. Remember, God is all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful, and everywhere present. God knows us. God is with us. And his greatest gift is to allow us to know him. He is ready to search you. Examine yourself. And if you cannot find anything, ask God to search yourself. And then ask him for forgiveness, so that your prayers will be answered. God bless you. I am Belle Dollabill.
Dear listener, you are welcome to the program Healthy You. This is the fourth part of the discussion on the topic food.
Hello, our dear listeners. You are welcome once again to a Healthy You. In case you just tuned in, we are talking about food. We've looked at the sources of food, and if you can help me identify which one would you recommend as the best source.
I think if he really wanted us to eat plants, then I would just look around me right now and find out, do I still have plants around?
Mm-hmm.
And make sure that they constitute the majority of whatever I can take, because that was his original will. But it is also interesting to know that all mammals that take plant-based diet happen to have the longest digestive system as compared to the ones that feed on animal-based diet.
Mm-hmm.
So it tells me something. Everybody who studies science knows that the longer your digestive system, the more effective it is, because you're able to absorb a lot of the nutrients.
Okay.
So it tells us that something really is left there for us.
Mm-hmm.
And just to confirm what Doc already said, mm-hmm. it is also very important for us to note that.
Mm. Okay, so you are saying that we humans have very long digestive systems as well? Or?
I'm just saying that the longer and the more the plant in the diet, the longer the digestive system. Actually, research has been carried on in South Africa concerning this, and it happened that even when herbivores were giving animal protein into their diet, it shortened their digestive system.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of something that was very interesting.
Our discussion is really getting interesting, but we have to pause now and go for a music break. We'll be right back. Hello, you're welcome back. This is A Healthy You. You just listened to the song Give Me You by Shanna Wilson. We've been talking about food, and I've been doing this discussion with Dr. Eric Diadan. So, Mr. Kwesi Ntim and Mr. Akosaya Abeye. We got to a point where we were looking at the original food for man, and Kwesi, you were telling us that originally it was a plant based, but after the flood, God permitted man to eat meat. And Mr. Akosa, you were talking about the digestive system. There's a research that went on, and those animals that are carnivorous had a shorter
digestive system.
Yeah, but those that are herbivorous, So let's look at this. We have vegetarians who don't eat animals. They don't eat fish. In fact, we have the pure vegans who don't take anything from animal, and then we have the lacto-ovo vegetarian. Then we have the ordinary food eater, that is one who eats both. How do you see this? Vegetarianism against meat eating, fish eating. Just on a light note, what's your view on it, Mr. Kosa?
Okay. Normally, I want to say that we have everything that God has allowed, I think, is good. That is the first statement I normally make concerning this. In also trying to understand this particular topic or this particular comparison, people don't take in certain things for their own reasons. Some take it for example, some vegetarians are vegetarians just because of health issues. For example, maybe they begin to have allergic reactions towards animal protein. And for such a person, it's not healthy for him to take or her to take that particular food. Some do not take it for religious purposes. That is because my church is saying, don't take it. And it's like kind of forbidden there. And we have some who take it out of sympathy for these animals, and they decide not to just take meat. Because I have a cousin who just decided not to eat chicken again because he saw how a chicken was being slaughtered. And that is all. And you see that that is also kind of an emotional thing, the reason behind it. And some do not take it because they want to live longer. That is the when you talk about animal protein. That is why they stay vegan. When we talk about the lacto-ovarian, it's people who want to really take in the dairy products and then the eggs and everything. And it seems as if it would have been very good. Unfortunately, old researchers say it's not the best. They want to say that if you want to abstain completely. And then if you want to take the animal-based diet, take it completely, because the lacto-ovarian one happens to be rather disturbing, especially when it comes to adding dairy to a vegetarian diet. It's not the best. Well, research is still going on. I can only talk for scientific research because that is my field. About other reasons why people take it, I don't want to really step on toes, and normally I want to just say that once you're convinced in your mind concerning it, you can take it, but note that not all things are healthy.
Okay.
That is all I want to say.
Doctor, you have anything to say?
What I'd like to say is, as much as possible,
Let's try and stick to the plant diet.
Okay.
That is what I'll say. As much as possible, let's try and stick to the plant diet. For my personal opinion, I believe that when we make most of our diet or the majority of our diet, the plant diet, we will be able to derive all the benefits that we'll get from the plant diet.
Okay.
And interestingly, most of the plant diets also have certain nutrients in there which at times goes into to cancel some of the harmful effects of the animal-based diet.
Okay.
So as much as possible, let's make sure that the majority of what we take in is from the plant-based diet, and for whichever purpose, to allow us eat our food. And, you know, we all have various reasons why we take meat. Yes, let's try and make sure that we stick more to the plant diet.
Okay.
We thank you so much for doing the listening. We believe that you've learned so much from this. We have been talking about food, and I've been doing this discussion with Dr. Eric Duyadanso. He is the medical doctor for Valley View University Clinic. And we also have had with us Kwesi Intim, who is a graduate in health science and radiology. And then we also have Mr. Kosa Yao Abeyie, who is a lecturer at the nursing department of Valley View University. I have been your moderator, Bell Dollar Bill.
You have been listening to a discussion on the topic, food. A continuation will be brought to you later. For any inquiries or contribution, you can contact us on +233 244 673528 or 0244 235017, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana.
Stand up and be counted, the Lord is at hand, for you know we can't stay free if he's not in our land. Stand up and be counted, the time is at hand. Oh, what of our children's heritage if he's dishonored in our land? To receive of the blessings of God, we must honor the precepts in his holy word. But if we should turn aside to the voice of the world, oh, would be sacrificed and disaster unfurled. Stand up. If not in our land, stand up and be counted, the time is at hand. Oh, what of our children's heritage if he's dishonored in our land?
For you and for me,
for you and me.
On the portal, he's waiting and watching.
watching for you.
Greetings, friends, in the name of our soon coming Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I believe that by His grace you are all doing fine. I would like to warmly welcome you to the Moment of Truth. Our message today is captioned, "I Will Help You." I am your servant, Pastor Isaac Apple. Shall we pray? Dear Father, we thank you for a time like this where we get to hear a word. We ask that you come and be with us and help us to understand in the name of Jesus. Amen. Our memory verse, our Bible text, is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verses 14. The Bible says, "Have no fear, you worm Jacob, and you men of Israel. I will be your helper, says the Lord, even he who takes up your cause, the Holy One of Israel." Beloved friend, I want you to understand one thing. It is a small thing for God to help you. If someone offers to help you, the very first thing you want to know is this person really in the position to be able to give me the help I need? If Bill Gates, the richest man in the world, offers to give you $100 million, you are not going to doubt him because you know of his great riches. The question is God not the creator of all riches? Why do we doubt him? Why do we doubt his help? He says he will help you. Consider what God has done already in your life. What won't he give you again? He has bought you with his blood. What wouldn't he do for you again? You can confidently trust in his word because everything belongs to him, and he freely gives to all those whom he pleases. Because of his great love for you, he sent his only son to die for you. And he has done such great, wonderful things in your life. What again won't he do for you? God will help you, my friend. Do not worry. It is the least thing he would ever do for you. Worrying is a sign of lack of trust in his word. He has done much more, and he will do it again. Before the world began, he chose you and made a covenant for you. He laid aside his glory and became a man for you. He gave up his life for you. And if he did all these things for you, he will surely see you through the little problem that you are going through. Just trust him. In God helping you, he is giving you what he has already bought for you. If you have a need 1,000 times, God is going to provide for you 1,000 times. He divided up the Red Sea so that his children could pass through. Your needs are small compared to the help he can offer. He can supply all your needs according to his riches in the glory of Jesus Christ. Do you know that the phrase "fear not" actually appears about 365 times in the Bible? Yes, my friend, this is to tell you that your needs are well catered by the Lord who cares every single day. You are worried because you have forgotten that he is God. You carry false burden, load, and care because you have forgotten that he is God and has told you to bring all your cares and burdens to him because he cares. In fact, 1 Peter 5 verse 7 says, "Casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you." He heals every disease and breaks every chain of oppression. What is it that you are worried about, my friend? What is it that is burdening you, my friend? What are your heavy burdens? He is a great physician and has never lost a case before. He is a lover who sticks closer than glue. He specializes in fixing the brokenhearted, and he gives rest to the restless soul. Just be still and know that Jehovah is God, and he will help you. He has promised, and his promises are sure, and he will never fail you. Sometimes we carry needless pain. Sometimes we carry unnecessary burdens because we fail to realize that God has made the provisions for us. Just be still. Enough with worrying. Enough with crying. Enough with sleepless nights. Say it, enough, enough, enough. Just be still and know that he is God and he will help you. He has promised and he will never fail. Exodus chapter 14 verse 13 to 13 says that, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm and you see the deliverance of the Lord." The Egyptians you see today, in fact, I want to remove the Egyptians and put problems. The problems that you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Trust in the deliverance of the Lord today and you make the problems you see today disappear. Just as the Egyptians who pursued the Israelites were drowned in the Red Sea, so will your problems be drawn in the depths of the sea and will not be seen again. Do not be afraid, my friend. Do not worry about what you eat, what you wear, or anything. Are you not better than the sparrow of the air? Yet our Heavenly Father cares so much for each of them that none of them falls down without his knowledge. How much more you who is worth over a billion sparrows. He will help you, and that is his promise. Let your souls rejoice in the promise of God. Do you need more strength than the omnipotent God? Do you want more wisdom than exists in the Father, more love than displays itself in the Son, or more power than is manifest in the influence of the Spirit? Don't feel sad, my friend, over what you're going through. Don't worry about the little problem that you're going through. Do not be depressed over your small problem. Gather up all your wants and bring them before Jehovah. Your woes, your needs, everything. Behold, this river of God is full of your supply. What can you desire that you cannot supply? Rejoice, my soul, again, I say rejoice. The eternal God is your helper. Trust in him always, and he is going to help you. May the Lord continue to grant you his help, even as you put your trust in him. Shall we pray? Thank you, Father, for the promises that you've made to us. Thank you for assuring us that no matter what we're going through, you are going to help us. As we trust you, continue to show us your ways that we may continue to put our trust in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on +233-244-673528 or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF-595. Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Hope. I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.